堂听 class.com。
Passage 1. Current technology allows us to know the sex of a child very early in a pregnancy. As a result, science has followed social fashion or custom, and allowed parents to affect a preference for male children. In doing so, there is a growing imbalance between the number of male and female children. Worldwide, this will number in the tens of millions of more male children than female.Born in a given generation. Potentially, this means that tens of millions of males will not have the ability to reproduce. They will also be excluded from traditional family structures. Of course, men are more likely to marry across generations than women, so the surplus of older men may just reach down into the next generation and marry from that.This merely postpones the problem by passing it on one generation further. If in fact the discrepancy between male and female births continues, the next generation will have even less females available. Homosexuality is not relevant, since male and female homosexuality exists in roughly the same frequency. The most likely response will be increasing pressure on traditional family structures.As society shifts to accommodate the surplus of males, the shortage of women may increase their value in societies. Or, as some writers have suggested, the shortage could lead to the enslavement of women as they are regarded more and more as commodities. As the technology improves, it will become easier and easier to select the sex of a child at or prior to conception.While every individual couple may regard this as a personal choice, for society, the cumulative effect of so many personal choices could lead to unforeseen societal changes. This will be true for many of the changes science will make available to us in the new millennium. Every choice will have consequences. Will we consider them before we act?Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard.
1. The passage says that a preference for male children is... 2. According to the passage, will the shortage of women increase their value in society?3. Does the passage urge us to consider the consequences of our choices before we act? 4. What does the passage mean when it says women might be treated as goods?5. What does the passage say will lead to changes in society that we did not expect?